tatted on my back. I look up and see the clouds and see one that looks like my mother looking down. She ain't around, she passed away a few years ago. A few tears, a few broke down chairs ago. She was a real angel. Introduced me to Rick like a real angel. I guess God sent her to save my life and help me through that cold, dark winter. It was summer 99, and I was fresh out the rehab. The bullet still in my spine, and the party and the accident was still fresh on my mind. When she whispered in my ear, son, everything will be fine. The next day she walked in with a number in her hand and said, I found you a friend. He's cool when he lives in the next building. Why don't you give him a call so y'all can start building, huh?
Remember that, Rick?
Yeah, I remember that time. I said like it was yesterday. Can't believe it's been over 10 years. Remember how I met your mom's? She was in front of my building. Like she was waiting for me. That's crazy. She asked me if I could be your friend. I said yes. The rest is history.
I was a cool dude, always scream bless him. Smoked a lot of herbs and nothing ever really stressed him. In the studio, just the three of us. See, Al was always there when no one believed in us. I used to wonder, what did he see in us that made him come through and start doing beats with us? He could have been anywhere. Instead, when we needed him, he was right there. He had respect for my flow and came on stage with me at my first show. My first hype man. Always say, Water, you nice man. And that gave us a lot of confidence to go hard and accomplish all our accomplishments. So when he died, it made no common sense. I guess he had to be heaven sent.
Yeah. Ali Dre, I remember why he used to come to the studios and bang beats all day. He used to be the only one hyping Rick Fire and Tech Water. He the one that got me. Stay home and just dream about the future. He had to be an angel time.
Last but not least, this young angel from the streets, who my moms used to say looked just like me, cause he was in the chair and dressed just like me. And his Air Force Ones, he stayed fresh like me. Fresh white tee was from BK, but he came to the Bronx to chill with us every day. Never had much besides his four wheels. All he had was us. We taught him how to move and how to spit verses. And in return, he gave our city purpose. Made us recognize it was a lot of four-wheelers rolling around blind and needed direction. Was searching for answers. Then I got the phone call I wish I never answered. They said Dice got hit up so many times in his chair, couldn't sit up. And now every time I look up, I see three angels looking down on us. Smiling cause they proud of us. And heaven holding it down for us.
Can you feel it now?
Rest in peace, be Dice. He's a real soldier. Yeah, I remember one time. Remember that? I forgot what year it was. He had a blackout in New York City. But this man pushed all the way from 125th in Harlem, all the way to 169 and 3rd with a black. Who does that? It had to be Pete Dice. We're still here, though. We have a long way to go. We're still here.